Hey, y'all.
Welcome to Reading Your Way to Heaven, the first inaugural episode of this podcast. I'm your host, Jason Spolstra, and here with me, as always, as he will always be, Gabe Gutierrez. How are you doing, Gabe?
Pretty good, man. What's going on, Jason?
Good, good. So I guess first, do you mind just sharing just a little bit about yourself and tell the people who you are?
Yes, I do mind. But I'll do it anyway. I'll do it anyway. What can I say, Jason? Well, you know, as you know, I'm Texas born, Texas raised, right? Lucky to have a blessed to have a great wife, great bunch of kids, and a great God and a great faith and a great friend like you, Jason.
Aww.
So, what about you?
Yeah, so I hail also from the great state of Texas, born and raised, proud of it, and I am also married. I have two daughters. I have a third daughter on the way, and I have two children in heaven. And I work for the Catholic Church in a diocese, and beyond that, I enjoy a little bit of reading, which is funny because this whole podcast is about reading. Yeah, you didn't know that? Yeah, you didn't know?
Oh, man, I signed up for the wrong thing.
Okay, well, if you need to go, you know.
Yeah, well, I'm already here, so I may as well stay.
All right. So why this podcast? Why talk about reading your way to heaven?
What's your favorite color, Jason?
Blue, royal blue. Yours?
Green, ordinary time green.
I always say mine's like Mary blue. But then again, sometimes I'll use like that sky blue for Mary. I like a deep, rich like that, royal blue.
Like that powder blue that maybe like the Kansas City Royals do?
Yeah, baby blue. Blech. No thanks. No thanks.
Yeah.
So a little bit about this title, Reading Your Way to Heaven. I had this idea a while back about how I always put a news resolution together, and one of it is always, I want to read more. But it's always vague, and I never stick with it, and I just never really follow through. And I just really want to start reading more and challenge myself. But more importantly, like, I want to read a whole bunch of different books, different genres, because I really stick, like, my genre, my wheelhouse is nonfiction, mostly historical things. And I just graduated from college, so most of my stuff's been theological stuff for my master's. But Gabe, what is your kind of go-to genre for reading?
Usually, Jason, when I'm reading, it's what I've noticed is that it's usually a book. It's got a cover, it's got pages, and then when I look at those pages, there's words on them. Genre. So, you know, you said that you marginally enjoy reading to a degree. and that you had to get your degree. You know, I grew up loving to read. I think my mom would say that, you know, it was tough to punish me, tough to send me to my room because, I'd just go read, you know, it was like no big deal, you know? I remember just, you know, just devouring stuff, you know, even as a kid. You know, somewhere along the way, life happened and just kind of interrupted that habit. And so I do like to read, but man, it's been forever since I've actually had a chance to sit and read something for myself for pleasure or just to challenge myself and grow. So I'm really excited about this opportunity. And I'm really hopeful that there's maybe people like me out there that you know, like the idea of reading, and maybe want to get back into it, you know, because I know I'm fired up for that for sure. I guess you asked the genre. I've read way more fiction than I have other stuff.
Yeah.
Just that's what I've come across. And obviously, you know, when you're doing school, like, you know, there's the whole nonfiction reading list and stuff like that. But whenever I've read just for leisure, it's typically been, you know, something fiction related outside of, you know, some kind of a church book or something like that, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. When I'm not reading encyclicals, Jason, which I'm not, then, you know.
Well, it's funny that you mentioned that, because I'm at a conference right now and it's mostly on the most recent, not book, but like post synod document that Pope Francis came out with the Christus Vivit. And, yeah, it's just kind of, I mean, there's definitely some really great nuggets in there.
Sure.
But yeah,
there's probably some other nuggets too.
I'm looking forward to it. And I'm also looking forward to reading books that aren't Curious George or Fancy Nancy with my girls.
Mm-hmm.
So, mm-hmm. you know, mm-hmm. I can tell you all about this monkey. He's always curious, mm-hmm. and he's always getting into trouble.
Did you read the one where he goes to like the glue factory or something like that, and he's inhaling these fumes? Like, he starts tripping. Now I'm serious. It's crazy. Like, you're reading it and you're like, what the hell? Oh my, what is going on here? Like, Curious George is high, you know? It's insane. We've got this big book that just got a series of them in there. I've got to dig that up. I forget exactly where he is, but he's like inhaling like paint fumes or
I don't remember that one.
Oh man, it's crazy.
I do not remember that one, thankfully.
You know, he's tripping, man. It's insane.
The ones that always got me were the ones that like he would do something and then the people would get really angry with him, and so he would do like one nice thing and they'd be like, I forgive you, you crazy monkey, get out of here.
Yeah, maybe he would solve the problem that he created,
right?
You know, like, and it's like, oh, you saved the day,
right. You
totally
caused the
ignoring
problem.
The fact that he caused the issue, you know.
Uh-huh.
Oh my gosh.
But enough about Curious George, because Curious George is not gonna get you to heaven. Well,
no.
He may, like,
well,
don't do
you know.
What he does, but...
George is a monkey.
It's true.
He can do things that you can't do.
This is true. But the whole reason for this podcast is not just...
What is the reason for this podcast?
It's for us to, yes, read books, but more importantly, to begin a conversation to... I call it the book club for millennials. It is a chance because, you know, we don't like as millennials. I always tell people I'm like half Gen X, half millennial, and the millennial side of me hates commitment. Like, mm-hmm. ooh, you really want me to join a book club? And how long am I going to have to commit for? And how long is this going to take? Ooh, I don't know if I really want to commit to that. And so mm-hmm. I think this is going to give people opportunity to go at their own pace, to read what they want to read and follow what they want to follow. And other parts, you know, if they're busy or whatever, they can come back to it. It'll always be here for them. And yeah.
Yeah. You know, what I've seen whenever you get a group of friends together and you say, hey, let's read this book or whatever, there's that pressure, that obligation. And what's supposed to be fun or leisure becomes this like, oh my gosh, what have I gotten myself into?
Right.
Oh no. And, it's this, you know, it's so funny because, you know, we do have the time to do stuff, you know, but we always feel like we're rushed, or we always feel like, or people can feel like, I shouldn't say we always, because, you know, lo and behold, there's people out there who don't, right? But oftentimes people can feel like they don't have enough time to do this or that, let alone read books. And it can feel so overwhelming to have to overcome, you know, 10 chapters in a week or something to that effect.
Right.
And, yeah, no, what I love about what, you know, we're talking about here is it's just, you know, your own pace. It's, you know, take it when you can, you know, and, yeah, come along, join us for this ride. 'Cause I know we're not going to be rushing through things.
Exactly.
It's totally doable. And, man, like I said, like you're saying that, I'm in this in-between generation also, where I'm not really a millennial, I think maybe 5 years ago, I would have been called a millennial, right? Mm-hmm. Before they clearly defined it, they were like, well, if you were born in this age, whatever, you know, this year, whatever. And now it's kind of gotten a little bit more narrowly focused. I'm definitely not Gen X. There's this in-between generation. They just came up with a phrase for it. I can't remember the name of it. But yeah, it's definitely like, you know, the part that's like, well, you know, life, work, family, there's too much going on. And the commitment to tie yourself down to something can feel overwhelming. So yeah, no, this is great.
And going back to the point of going at your own pace and taking it slow, like we're going to intentionally take this slow. And this leads me to, okay, so how is this all going to play out during the week for our listeners? The way it's going to work is this. We didn't want to just pick one book and just do that one book and then go to the next book because our fear
because
was...
Because commitment issues, right?
A, commitment issues.
Why tie down to one book?
But
there's so many out there.
And our fear of, well, what if you don't like the book that we choose? You know, if you're like, oh, I've already read that book or that doesn't interest me. Okay, fine. We're going to spread the wealth. We're going to diversify our portfolio of book choices here.
Options
is always your friend. So the way it's going to work is one day a week, we're going to call it kind of our miscellaneous, if you will. It's going to be
like a grab bag, right?
It's going to be a mixture of fiction, a mixture. It could be eventually maybe like some nonfiction, but not religious. Strictly religious books.
Could be a pop-up book or something. Maybe could scratch be. And sniff. I don't even know.
Could be Goodnight Moon.
See,
you know.
What happens.
Yeah, totally. But so the first book that we're going to read for this genre is a book that Gabe introduced me to. I've never heard of it before. This. Well, I take that back. I've heard of it, but I've never read it. I didn't know anything about it. Gabe, explain a little bit about it.
Yeah, no. Speaking of getting into a group with friends and saying you're going to read a book, that's exactly what I did. And the book that was selected was from C.S. Lewis, who a lot of people know from the Chronicles of Narnia series.
Chronic what?
Of Narnia, right? And red vines are delicious. Anyway. Sidetrack. Anyway, or of course, Screwtape Letters or Mere Christianity.
Yeah.
But he also wrote this fiction trilogy called the Space Trilogy, and it centers around a character. His name is Ransom. I don't know if he's in all three for sure.
Don't spoil me, man.
The series.
Don't spoil me.
The first book in the series is Out of the Silent Planet. And so that is going to be the first book in our grab bag section.
Nice. So
you know what this reminds me of, Jason?
What?
When we say the grab bag section, the miscellaneous section. You know when you were like a kid and you were going through with your parents, going through Walmart or something, and you know there's the movie section and there's this bin, right?
Mm-hmm.
Of like – they still have this.
Yeah.
This bin of like discounted movies.
Right.
And it's like – anything from like cartoons to like horror movies, you know, like it's just crazy the stuff that's in there. Like you don't know, like you could close your eyes and reach your hand and like multiple different times, and each time you've got a different, you know, you've got a Western, you've got a musical, and then you've got some kind of like a slasher flick. You know, it's insane. And the first book out of this grab bag bin is going to be Out of the Silent Planet. So I'm excited to see what we have in store for us.
I'm excited because, as Gabe said, he's already started this book. I have not. And so it'll be fun. It'll be a lot of fun. I hope y'all will join us. If you've never read those books, they're fairly inexpensive, I'm sure. And I think we talked about it because we've already – spoiler alert. We've already recorded those episodes, those first couple episodes. And I know everything's supposed to be chronological. But if you get on, you know, your local library may have it. Just find it wherever you can. Get started just go ahead and start reading. We're only going to do one chapter a week on that book. So just we're going to go nice and slow. We're going to take our time, and that way you don't feel rushed. The next one we're going to do is we're kind of coining it Lives of the Saints. So the books were written by a saint. It's straightforward.
Saint stuff, right?
Yeah.
Sometimes it's about their lives. Sometimes it's just stuff they wrote.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
I mean, there's so many good stuff.
Well, and I think the big thing here is just to get back to like what are we doing here? Well, the name of the podcast is Reading Your Way to Heaven. So yeah, we want to read and grow that muscle and skill and stretch ourselves and enrich our lives with that. But ultimately, to what end? And it's the end that everything should be oriented to, and that's to one day, please God, be in heaven with him forever, you know, to be as holy as we can be. And, you know, who better to learn that from than the saints, right?
Amen.
The people who are there right now, and we get a chance to just sit at the feet of them and listen and learn. And, you know, there's no better teacher than the people who've gone before you and had success, and they can share with you their experience, you know, whether it's in business or in sports or you name the field. You know, there's the whole idea of a master and an apprentice, right?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I mean, like, that's when we're reading the saints, like, that's it. Like, we are sitting at the feet of the masters here, and we are just learning, you know, and growing and stretching and trying to get to heaven. So quite literally reading our way to heaven.
So couldn't say it better myself. So the book we chose is Introduction to the Devout Life by St. Francis de Sales. And I started reading this one actually this year. I got about halfway and then got busy and kind of put it down, sadly. But have thoroughly enjoyed it. And exactly what Gabe was saying too, for me, it's reading in order to be able to not only internalize it, but then to start actually exercising it, start using what I am reading in my daily life and sharing that with you guys, with our audience. And what Gabe and I have talked about is we want to be brutally honest about everything that we're reading and how it's impacting our lives and how we're trying and where we're failing and when we're struggling and everything in between. And, you know, if there's a chapter or a book that we're just like, man, this is a slog, like, I'm going to be honest with y'all on that. That's my promise to y'all, is I'm not going to BS you. I'm not going to be like, oh, this is the greatest thing ever. I promise you there's going to be a book eventually that I'm going to be like, I have no idea what this saint is talking about. I have no idea. And we may try to bring in people to help educate me on those things.
Yeah, you know, I'm listening to what you're saying, and I'm thinking about, you know, we're trying to grow in virtue, grow in discipline, build a habit, and like anything, there's times where you're feeling it and it's awesome, and there's times where you're not feeling it and you still go through it because it's like at those times where you're stretched the most, right? It's those times where you have the biggest gains, right? And, I mean, if inevitably those times will come up, and, that's okay. That's where we're going to really grow. And, I'm excited, to see who we're going to have on the podcast with us, you know, to see who's walked these steps ahead of us that can be like, oh yeah, no, there's light at the end of this tunnel, or, hey, did you notice this? Or, hey, don't forget, this part is a really important part, and it kind of ties the whole thing together. Yeah. This is going to be a great journey. And, lots of people along the way. So,
and then, so finally the third and final part during the week is going to be a day where you're just using the gospel and the catechism. And again, we're going to do kind of a Lectio Divina style. If you're familiar with that, if you're not, I'll leave a link down below on how you do Lectio Divina. It's a very ancient, very simple way of praying with scripture, praying with the catechism. And again, we're going to take this nice and slow. We're just going to do two chapters of starting with the Gospel of Matthew, just two chapters, and then two paragraphs each week on that for each episode.
And the catechism, two paragraphs in the catechism.
Right. So it'd be a total of four altogether. for hopefully for each episode. And we'll kind of play it by ear because I have a feeling that I have a feeling there's going to be some times where we're going to be like, all right, know that there may be a time where we may rush through some parts because we have a lot to say about a particular paragraph or a particular chapter in scripture. Mm-hmm. But that's okay because we got a lot of things to say.
Yeah. And just to, you know, repeat what I was saying earlier, you know, we want to sit at the feet of the master. Well, oh my gosh, you know, when we are reading the Bible and the Gospels in particular, right, we are sitting at the feet of Jesus. Like we're one of the apostles. We are following him along and there for the ride and getting to grow and be challenged and be called out and be encouraged and loved and drawn into this deep, intimate relationship. Saint Jerome, right, his famous quote of ignorance of scripture is ignorance of Christ. And so if we're going to be doing anything about reading our way to heaven, then yeah, it totally makes sense that we do something with the Bible, that we that we read it, that we encounter it, that we you know, encounter it.
But Gabe, we're Catholic. We don't read the Bible. What are you talking about?
You're right. So maybe we should can't. No, of course we do. You're ridiculous. Come on, man. So it's going to be huge. It's going to be awesome. And then, of course, the catechism, too. I mean, which is you mentioned this, but maybe not now, but in the future past podcast of this.
Days of future past.
I could totally see you as a Cyclops. Were you a Cyclops fan or Wolverine?
That's so funny that you mentioned that because some people say my doppelganger is James Marsden.
Uh-huh.
Who played Cyclops in
X-Men. Right. So you've got a look to you there, that. But just even,
I mean, obviously, I loved Wolverine, but
sure. Was Wolverine your guy?
Yeah, but I mean, my temperament and who I am, I would be a Cyclops.
And that was my guy. I loved Cyclops. So, quick question: Did you follow tennis at all? Like the whole when Andre Agassi was a big deal and all that.
Mm-hmm. Pete Sampras.
So Agassi or Sampras?
Sampras.
Oh, with me too. Yeah. Totally.
Especially on Wimbledon.
And that's what it is, right? Like, Sampras is the Cyclops and Agassi is the Wolverine, you know?
It's because he was hairy.
I think so. But he was kind of a wild guy too, wasn't he? You know?
Yeah, until he shaved his head near the end.
But he was still a crazy guy. Well, I mean, he was, the hair was gone, but the attitude wasn't, Jason. All right. Anyway,
so in the next, or when we start talking about the catechism,
the catechism, that the most quoted document in the catechism is sacred scripture, and so it's this document that is fully formed and influenced by the Word of God, and it's our response to that Word of God. Like here's what God is saying to us. And then what are the implications and ramifications of it? And so, I mean, they go hand in hand. And so I'm definitely excited to be going through both of them together. So, it's going to be power packed.
And I mean, it's, you know, the catechism is nothing more than just the written tradition. It's sacred tradition, but written down for us to help us understand what the apostles handed down to their disciples and so on and so forth to us. And what a great gift to the church it is for us. And, you know, anyone that may be listening that is a youth minister, deary, catechist, or just a parent, or just someone that, you know, wants to share the faith, like I tell people all the time, you've got to be reading your scriptures and you've got to be reading your catechism.
Who has questions and wants to learn more, you know,
that's the thing.
There's no better way to start than just at the beginning and work your way
So my whole point, and this is what I always laugh when people are like, you know, you Catholics, you're so mysterious and so secretive. I'm like, no, we're not. Like here's a catechism. Here's the Bible. Yeah. It's all here in the open. You can go to mass anytime. We're not like Scientology here.
There's no secret Masons. Society here.
Except for those Knights of Columbus. I mean, you guys, I can't talk about that or I probably will get assassinated. I'm not a knight, by the way, but that's for another time.
Well,
they're trying to, I know you're going to try and indoctrinate me.
I was going to say, you better watch out. You might have an old man hunting you down.
What's in my inbox?
But I think it'll be okay.
I'm going to wake up and have a horse head in the side of my pillow.
My gosh, what a clown.
So that's the run of what we're planning to do.
You know, there's a movement to try and encourage the canon or help the canonization of Father McGivney, the founder of the Knights of Columbus. I think he's venerable right now.
That makes sense.
So you never know, man. When we're reading about the saints, we may encounter some of his stuff too.
Hey, that's fine. I mean, that's awesome. My question to you is this: are you yay or nay on the new outfit and hats?
I'm more of a, I really don't care, and I never really cared to begin with. But if you're going to make me pick a side, because you know that's what you do, they're ridiculous. You know, my brother broke that story. My brother works for the church in Texas. He works for a diocese. He's the editor of their newspaper, and he was at the Knights of Columbus convention when they revealed these new fourth degree uniforms, right? The change. And so he immediately writes up a story about it before they broke it publicly. Like, they broke it at the convention to their members before they announced it to everyone.
Whoops.
Like, out in the open. So my brother broke that story. Had to field some phone calls from some frustrated, angry old men.
So that's it in a nutshell. Now, we have lots and lots in store for this podcast. This is hopefully just the beginning. I have a lot of ideas, and I hope that y'all will join us for the ride that this podcast will eventually become. But the only way this podcast will grow and become what God desires it is if we all join together in small Christian communities, because that's the end thing, right? Is discipleship and small groups, right, Gabe?
That's
what I was here.
I'm so frustrated with you right now. you know, seriously though, like, this is not just a podcast about reading books,
right?
And definitely, yeah, I mean, we want to be focused towards heaven, but I mean, really, this is about life and being challenged and growing. And you're not just gonna. This is not just a book review. This is going to be a chance where you know you're going to hear us struggle. You're going to hear us laugh. You're going to hear us, you know, be just like you and grow. And we want you to grow with us. We want you to be part of this ride, part of this journey, and part of this community. And so. The only way that can happen is for you to, yeah, commit, come listen, come for the ride with us and bring some friends too.
And whether that's part of it, all of it, it's totally cool with us. We just want you to be a part of it. And like Gabe said, bring some friends, share this, pass it along to your family, your friends, and certainly subscribe, keep up to date with everything. We'll be getting stuff out shortly with regards to social media and, you know, where you can reach out to us, make comments, all that good stuff. I can tell you our main website is readingyourwaytoheaven.fireside.fm because we're cool like that. No more .com because we're not a company. It's .fm. we really hope and pray that this is much more than just Gabe and I. Just talking, being goofy and crazy. We want y'all to be a part of this conversation. So I think that's it. Anything else, Gabe?
Yeah, you know, if you've ever wanted to be at the beginning of something, you know, if you've ever wanted
at
the ground floor of something, this is it. This is your time, you know. This is your time to be a part of something.
The stock is only going to go up from here, ladies and gentlemen.
Oh, my gosh.
Buy now.
You can't buy any lower.
You can be those people. You can be the cool hipsters. They're like,
you can be the day oneers, you know?
Exactly. You can be the hipsters and be like, yeah, I was listening to Read Your Way to Heaven before it was cool, before everybody else started doing it. Yeah, I knew Gabe and Jason. I was E1, all right? So y'all can just, yeah, I don't know. I was going to say something, but I just...
Yeah, I was going to let you, too.
I was just like, no, I'm gonna self-censor. Going to self-censor that.
Right. And I was like, well, he's freestyling right now, so I just
let it go
away from the mic, you know?
I was in jazz band back in high school. Fun fact.
And on that note, thanks for listening to us, guys. Check out our other episodes.
Wait, I got more to talk about.
That's okay. We can listen to jazz band stories later. Until then... Love you, bye.
Love you, bye.